Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Not a great day for Schenectady. Some FBI crime statistics came out, and it put the upstate city on the top of the list. And I know now there's been discussion, and I see in the paper today a street crime task force is being eyed.
This discussion came yesterday. It's a couple months after Schenectady County earned the dubious title of having the state's highest crime rate per 100,000 people. Now officials are proposing a new unit aimed at cutting down on criminal activity throughout the county. This is at the county level, and yesterday they announced a street crime interdiction task force would be composed of people or officers from the Sheriff's Department and the municipal police departments, and it would focus on theft, break-ins, and other quality of life crimes. The announcement coincidentally came one day after the FBI's crime statistics for 2016 showed an overall downward trend in property crime nationally and an overall decrease in violent crime. Those statistics varied in Schenectady County municipalities compared to 2015. The goal of this new task force would be to provide additional resources that could combat crime at the local level and focus on problem areas to address underlying causes. It's going to focus on thefts and robberies. It's not designed for drug interdiction because the county already has a county and state task force that does that. It's nuisance crimes and quality of life crimes that this task force would be growing after. The project would cost $2 million a year, and the Schenectady County legislature said they would foot the bill. This new unit would fall under the direction of a committee made up of people from the county and all the municipalities. And each of the municipalities would be asked to provide an officer to staff the unit, and the county would reimburse the municipalities. The problem, however, is that some of these small municipalities don't have very many officers, and they're concerned about staffing. Scotia, the village of Scotia's police department, only has 12 officers, and while the county would cover the cost of the replacement of the officer, it could take a year for a new recruit to complete the academy and field training, and that would leave that department down an officer, and every officer counts in Scotia. Same thing in Glenville, where they said, they support the measure to reduce crime, but they are worried about having people on staff, and they don't know if they have the resources to lend someone to county effort, despite the fact that the county would reimburse. Again, it's budget season, and so this time of year, counties are looking at these kind of programs. It should be finalized by December.
Judy Patrick joining us on Wednesday. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.